Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, 8th of August. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Rivian faced another massive loss in Q2, $1.46 billion. But CEO RJ Scaringe pointing out that, yeah, the factory was closed for a third of the quarter for a month, but they have now got everything they need in place for greater efficiencies, and they'll be in the black by the end of the year. Short-term pain, long-term gain, big deal with VW, which is really progressing by the sounds of it. And Rivian say the future is bright, but the numbers now certainly sting. VW's ID3 GTX and GTX Performance now on sale here in Europe, about $51,000 in Germany, for instance, where they do have the environmental bonus, and that's got the bigger motor on the rear axle, so 240 kilowatts of power, bigger battery as well, 79 kilowatt hours, net sporty bits and sporty styling, the new bigger screens inside, and also ChatGPT inside it if you ever want that inside your car. Now, the US is investing $2.2 billion in boosting its grid resilience, aimed at making the grid future-proof in the United States to cope with extreme weather and increasing demand, and things like EV charging in 18 states, big funding going in to safeguard the grid and expand it. Fiat say, why don't the Europeans have the charging cable for level 2 at least attached to the car? Because in the US it's always attached to the charger. In Europe we always have to open the boot or the frunk and get a cable out. Not the end of the world, but Fiat with their Grand Panda going on sale later this year in the UK have a level 2 charging cable, 7.4 kilowatts. On a kind of coily spring that comes out the front of the car. Lift the little hatch up, pull the cable out, plug it in to the untethered level 2 charger. It's only at the front, obviously, so it affects how you're going to park. And there's a separate charging slot for DC fast charging. But that's interesting. Like, no one's done that before. So we'll see if it kind of works. We'll wait and see. The Grand Panda starts at about £22,000. It will be a very affordable car. Dodge has unveiled the sound, the latest sound of their Charger Daytona EV, and they're hoping that it will appease combustion fans. I'm not sure it does. I think if you want to drive a petrol car for the next 20 years because you like the rumble and the sound, then you probably should, you know. An EV's maybe not for you. But this is what it sounds like. Have a listen. Okay, that doesn't sound like an EV, but fair enough. If you want it, I guess it's personal preference. The 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E now comes with a stellar deal. 0% APR financing for 72 months. New dealer bulletin being sent out this week with a great finance offer on that. One of the best EVs out there. That's for the US, by the way. And the CEO of Ford in their recent earnings call saying they've learned from both Volkswagen and the Chinese in terms of EV development. They always had decent battery supply deals and stuff like that. But just in terms of scale and efficiency, saying that even Ford can learn from the likes of Volkswagen. They feel like they're in a good place. GridServe, the charging network in the UK, have been talking about their testing lab in their operation centre in Swindon, doing everything from cars and motorbikes up to trucks like the Mercedes-Benz eActros, and pointing out that through their testing and their lab testing and interoperability, they're able to improve their network for people plugging in and just ensuring the car that they bought, that they drive, is going to work on their network. EV battery costs have plummeted over the last couple of decades. New data points coming out saying that the price has gone down for lithium-ion batteries used in cars from $1,400 to $139 per kilowatt hour. But we know that price, in effect, with some specific Chinese cases, is probably less than half of that number that I just gave you. And Turkey's TOG EV maker will launch in Germany next year. That's briefly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.